This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And there was a group amongst the mushrikeen who actually had sympathy for the Muslims. So one was a man called Amr ibn Hisham. We don't have time to go through everything, but one was a man called Amr ibn Hisham. So Amr ibn Hisham, very interesting, was not from the Bani Hashim, was not even from the family of Abdul Muttalib, who was the grandfather. He was from the Quraysh, but he had this concern. So what he would do is that he would sneak food in. So over a period of time, he sneaked food in. Then one day he started thinking to himself, he said, "This is wrong. These are our people." He said, "How can my children eat and drink when other people from our people don't have anything to eat and drink?" So he thought, who can he speak to? So he said, the best clan to speak to is the Bani Makhzuma. The Bani Makhzuma were the military clan amongst the Quraysh. Khalid ibn Walid was from them. Walid ibn Mughira was from them. Also Abu Jahl was from them. But he thought, he can't speak to the leader because Abu Jahl is Abu Jahl. So he said, who could he speak to? So eventually he finds Zuhair. And Zuhair's mother was from the Bani Hashim. So he thought he was the best person. So he goes to Zuhair and he says, "Zuhair, look, these are our people. Quraysh are our family. Our children sleep at home, eat and drink. And for 3 years, we have seen these people suffer." So Zuhair said, "I agree with you, but what can you and I do? We're two individuals." He said, "Go and find me somebody else." So he goes to Mutim ibn Adi. And Mutim ibn Adi, he goes to Mutim ibn Adi and he says, "These are our people starving to death." He said, "May you be destroyed. What can one man do?" He said, "Find me somebody else." He said, "I've already got you somebody else." He said, "Who?" He said, "Myself." He said, "No, find me somebody else." I said, "I already got somebody. I got Zuhair." He goes to Abu al-Bukhtari. Abu al-Bukhtari would also sneak food in. He was the cousin of Khadija radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Amr ibn Hisham, now he's got four people. So Abu al-Bukhtari said, "Find me somebody else." So then he goes to the fourth person, Zam'a. And now there's five of them. So they say, "Let's go to the Kaaba," because that's where all the leaders would sit. So they go to the Kaaba and one of them stands up and he says, "I want to say something. Bani Hashim is our family. They're starving. They're going through difficulty. Their women and children have nothing to eat for 3 years. We should tear up this boycott." So Abu Jahl stands up and he said, "Never, you will never do that." Then the second one out of the five stands up. He says the same. The third one stands up. The fourth one stands up. And finally, Amr ibn Hisham stands up and he says, "The boycott must finish. This is after 3 years." And the other thing I want to mention is Amr ibn Hisham, who actually became a Muslim after Fatih Makkah. One man. Not a Muslim, but had a concern for the Muslim cause. Wallahi ajeeb. Wasn't a Muslim himself, but has a concern for the Muslim cause. Worked day in, day out. Spoke to people. Made enemies within his own people. For a group of people that he wasn't even on their deen. And today you have Muslims suffering in the world, but Muslims never say a word. Never. Vegas, nothing. No duas. Somebody puts a message on Facebook. Just Facebook. Just Facebook. He puts a message on Facebook. And you and I won't like that message because it might bring some heat on me. Show me an apricot or some fruit which has been split into two and it's got Allah in it. We like it. Suffering of the Burmans, never say a word. Never put your hand in your pocket to assist. And this was a man who wasn't a Muslim, but he had a concern for the Muslims at heart. Allah, when He says إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً, Allah is not referring to Him that the believers are brothers and sisters. He's referring to you and I. But we won't speak up. And here you have a man who was a non-Muslim. History remembers him. That the fikr and the concern that he had. May we make dua that my time is up. Obviously, we have a couple of the Jummas after this. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to have qadr and do shukr on what we have. Those things that we realize and those things that we don't realize. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep the masajid open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our masajid vibrant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this time. Wallahi, this time. If this time, listen, when you come out of this, there are two types of people. There are those who have come out and they are desiring for the dunya. You know, I need to go back to work. I need to earn money. And there are those who have reflected in this time, in these 3 months, and thought, you know what? I need to get closer to Allah. I need to have shukr and I need to have qadr on what Allah has given me. Because you know what? What you have most likely witnessed, possibly, is the greatest lockdown ever recorded in human history. You know, the flood of Nuh alayhi salatu salam. The ulama have an ikhtilaf regarding the flood of Nuh alayhi salatu salam. Was it local? Or was it the entire world? Many of them say it was local. So if that was local, then there has been no other lockdown in history recorded as what you have just gone through. Allah is in control. Allah is in control. And therefore, brothers and sisters, brothers, let's take these 3 months to think about our lives. Think about who is in control. And think about our aqibah. Think about our final outcome. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts united. Dunya reunited. For those...